Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf lamed dalet. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins. V'akati mi boyelei the tamish achel psar kodesh levnei zriko. What is the Gemara asking? Back on the Amid Beis of yesterday's blat, you'll recall that we had one pasuk, and Rish Lakish learned two drushes from the same pasuk. If you look back on the Amid Beis of yesterday, the Gemara said on the third line, the Itmar, Tomei Shenoga Bakoidish, someone who is Tomei, and touch Kodshim, says Rish Lakish Loike, B'yoichan Amar Eina Loike. How does Rish Lakish know Loike? It says in the Pasuk, B'chol Koidish Leisiga. Therefore, if you're Tomei, don't touch Kodshim. That was halacha number one. But then the Gemara asked, but doesn't he, Rish Lakish, needed for another drasha? Look now, halfway down the Amud. Haikra lehochi yudi asahimi boile as horali oichel psar koidish. The itmar, as horali oichel psar koidish, minayin. How do I know, and as horali oichel psar koidish, not a tamei who touches kodshim, a tamei who eats kodshim. How do I know that this is asur? Reish Lakish Amar b'chol kodesh lo yisiga. So we have two separate drushes from the same four words. Drusha number one, a tamei shenat touch kodshim. Number two, a tamei shenat eat kodshim. So the Gemara asked, how can you learn two drushes from the same word? So towards the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara said, mit afke rachmona belosh in the gear, about 5-6 lines from the bottom, since it says b'chol kodesh lo yisiga a losh in the gear, that comes to tell you the din of tamei shenoga. If you're tamei, don't touch the kodeshim. How do I know we're talking about oichol kodeshim? By the fact that there is a hekish between b'chol kodesh lo yisiga v'al hamikdash lo yisavoy. And the Gemara said, where do we find, what do we find by Amikdash Lo Yisavoy? That there is a din of Kares, someone who's Tomei and goes into the base of Amikdash, Bemezit, gets Kares. Then Amikdash and the Halacha B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga, there's also a din of Kares Bemezit. Where's the din of Kares Bemezit? It says in the Pasuk, V'anefesh Asher Toichal Basar Mizevach Hashlom Hashel Hashem V'tumasi Olav, a person who is Tomei, v'nechrasa is the din of kares. So, just like over there, the pasuk is talking about his ochel, v'nefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlama, v'tumasi olav v'nechrasa, is the din of kares. Here too, this b'chol kodesh lo yisiga is talking about not touching kodeshim, but eating kodeshim, which is b'kares. Fine. Good. So I have now two drashas from the same words. Freit Yimara, I have a third drasha. What's a third drasha? Zokti Yimara, Bakati Yiboyulei, the Tomei Shochel Psar Kodesh, Lefnei Zriko. What happens? You have a Tomei who ate Basar Kodesh before the Zriko. Meaning, until now we were talking about a Tomei that eats Kodeshim after the Zriko. Because after the Zriko, that's when the Kodeshim are finished. When they have the Niskar V'Kol Matirav. Then it becomes real Kodeshim after the Zrika. What happens to Tommy that eats Basar Kodesh before Zrika? Says the Gemara, the Itmar, Tommy she'ochel Basar Kodesh v'nei Zrika, Rish Lakish amal loike, Rabbi Yechon amal ein loike. How does Rish Lakish know loike? Rish Lakish amal loike, b'chol Kodesh lo yisiga, she'nochamul, lo yishna l'fnei Zrika, lo yishna l'yach Zrika. So bottom line is, what we're saying is, according to Rish Lakish, I have yet a third halacha that I'm learning from b'chol kodesh lo yisiga. Until now we had about a tamei shenoga b'kodeshim, then we had a tamei she'ochel kodeshim after the zrika, and now we're adding a tamei she'ochel kodeshim lefnei zrika. How many drashas can you squeeze into four words? And that's the Gemara's kashim.
Even a tohar is also to eat lefnei zrika. What happens if a tohar ate lefnei zrika also kodeshim?
Perhaps it's a din of me'ila. Isn't this the same thing? It's a long
Chodavar? Yeshiva me Argentina.
So atam ha'asef ishal yeshiva? Vishul mahu ma'asef? Vishul mahu ma'asef? At lo yedeh, atam lo makir ato.
No,
Vishul chatunot.
No, lo yedeh.
Gam ani lo yedeh. Af echad lo yedeh.
Shkoyach. No, I need to go there. 150 talmidim.
Tov mod.
Hatzlacha rabba.
Gam lechem hatzlacha rabba. Ken, chag sameach. What happens to the Torah that eats a korban before the zrika? Well, clearly the korban has not been a fully baked korban, because the korban only has niskarva kol matirav after the zrika. If he eats the korban before the zrika, perhaps he might be moil. Depends whether it's kochi kudishim or kochim kalim. If it's kochi kudishim, it's zichar lechayr be moil behegdish. Whether by kochim kalim, that also applies veselmish. But that's not the discussion now. The discussion now is going to be a tomei that eats from the carbon before the zrika. What's his din? A tomei who eats a carbon after zrika is a din of kores. The tomei who eats a carbon lefnei zrika, he is loike, and that's what he wants. Loike, no kores, just malkus, because it's not a full-fledged carbon yet. Only a full-fledged carbon after
zrika.
After the zrika, exactly. So at this point, he just gets Malkus. Why did he get Malkus? Because of the possibility of called Kodesh Loi Sika. Says the Gemara, Loishna lefnei zrika, Loishna liachas zrika. That doesn't say that in the words Bechol Kodesh Loi Sika, because if, in fact, that's Pshat Bechol Kodesh Loi Sika, I don't have a kash on Reish Lakish. Bechol Kodesh Loi Sika says, don't eat kachim ever, before zrika or after zrika. So what's the Gemara's kash? But Al Korch, what the Gemara means to say is, there's got to be a drusha somewhere of Li'acha Zrika, and based on that, Reish Lakish says, oh, so what do I do with the B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga to add even Lefnei Zrika? But Reish Lakish is the one that said the B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga is used to tell us the Mekoyer of Li'acha Zrika. So how can he use the same words also Lefnei Zrika? And that's the Gemara's Kasha, which the Gemara is going to address in a couple more lines. But before we get to the end of the kasha, or the teretz, we first quote Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eina loike." Why eina loike? Kiditoni bardala. And we had this Rabbi Yochanan already yesterday in the Amid Beis, because bardala learned, "Asya tum osoy tum osoy." I have two times the word tum osoy in the Torah. One pasuk tum osoy is the pasuk vanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlam asher Hashem v'tum osoy alav v'nichus hanefesh hi me'ameh. So I have one pasuk of tumosai. Then I have another pasuk of tumosai which appears in Parshas Chukas. There it says vanefesh, etc. And the end of the pasuk is oy tumosai boy. Let's see if he quotes the whole pasuk over here. Yeah, state in pasuk. Anybody became a Tmei Nefesh, he's a Tmei Mes. And what did he do? So there it says also Tomasoi, and it says a Lashon of Koreis. We have our Tomasi over here in the Pasik, the Tomasi Allah Vinikhusanevishimia, the talking about Achila. We have the Tomasi in Parishes Chukas, Oi Tomasi Boy, and Chikosabahuli Achazrika. Oh, that's already the Kasha. And that Pasik is referring talking about after Zrika. Now, how do I know that Pasik is talking about after Zrika? So Rashi says, because the Pasik that we have, the Abbasar Ashayiga Bachaltome Lo Yachal Ba'eshi Sarev, the Abbasar Koltoyachal Yoichal Basar, so after the Abbasar Koltoyachal Basar says, Vanefesh Toyachal Basar Mizabachashom Ashal Hashem. So we juxtapose the two psukim together, and we say, when is there the din of a nichrasa by a tome that eats from the carbon? Only in the case of the habasar kol tohor yoichal basar, where everybody else is allowed to eat the carbon, and then this person who's tame eats from the carbon. What's it then? Kares. But what happens if nobody else is allowed to eat from the carbon yet? Why not? Because you didn't have the zrika. Oh, so then there is no din of kares, no din of malchus, no din of anything. It's nachmos. Rabbi Yochanan says, since I learned tomasi, tomasi. That pasuk of Tomasi Olav is talking about after Zrika. I don't know if it's talking about after Zrika, so Rashi, because it says Va'basar kol tohor yoichal basar. So it's got to be kachim that a tohor can eat. A tamei cannot eat, and by definition, that's only after the zrika, because pre-zrika, nobody can eat it, neither the tamei nor the tahar. Frank Digmari gets on Reish Lakish. In Kain, so according to Reish Lakish, how does he learn out both the Tomei She'ochel Basar Lefni Zrika and the Tomei She'ochel Basar Li'acha Zrika? How does he learn the same thing for the words B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga? Everything more in Kain Le'makra B'Kodesh Lo Yisiga. My B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga Shema Mino Tarti. From the fact that it says B'chol comes to add and comes to include not only a person who ate kodshim bituma li'achas rika, but even a tamei she'ochel kodshim lifnei zrika.
Stopped here. Are we saying, are the brises that we learned yesterday and the brises that we learned today all connected, so we're actually learning three things out of this pasuk?
According to Reish Lakish, we're learning three separate things. They look like brises, they're really memories, because as you know, of course, Reish Lakish is an Amayra. Right. So Reish Lakish is saying we learn three separate things b'chol kodesh le'siga. By the fact that it says le'siga, I learned that if you have a tamei, he's not allowed to touch it. Right. That's halacha number one. Number two, b'chol kodesh le'siga, because of the hekish between b'chol kodesh le'siga to the din of bias mikdash. When do you have bias mikdash? Kares only by kares, and the same thing by negiah. You never find by negiah, said the gemara, a din of kares. You only have a din of kares by achila. So therefore, b'chol kodesh le'siga, although it uses the word negiah, really means achila. Now the gemara told us today, that's talking about the achas rika. By the fact that it says bechol kodesh leisiga comes to be marba, even the case of the lefnei rika.
So all
from the same
together.
Four words, all three Reish Lakish saying.
Yeah.
Reish Lakish is saying all three of them. But by there is a difference, however, in halacha between one and the other. What's the difference in halacha between one and the other?
A person,
exactly. If a person is tamei and touches kodshim, he only gets malchus. If a person eats kodshim lefnei zrika and he's tamei, he only gets malchus. Yeah. If a person is tamei and he eats kodshim la'achas zrika, then he gets kareis. So the more
about gufa. That in itself is not learned out from this person. That's learned out because we have the chol Torah Yovel Kodesh. So that we have that. That's the either the Azor or the Onesh. And here we have either the Azor or the Onesh.
So Reb Shaul is pointing out correctly that there is no inconsistency in learning all three from the same pasuk, that this has Malkus and this has Kares. Why? Because the Kares is not learned from this pasuk. This pasuk only tells you the Lav. The Kares and Achila, that's from the other pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Vanefesh shetoichel basa mizevach hashlam masher l'Hashem v'tum asay alav is tamei v'nirchus hanefesh hi me'amel. So what do I have to have this pasuk over here for? Because ein oinshin el im kein masirin. You can't give an oinish of kares unless you have an azara. That pasuk is not a lab. That pasuk just says a nefesh that eats basa from shlam v'tum asay alav and he's tamei, he gets kares. But where does it say he's not allowed to eat from the carbon in the first place? You can't go and say okay, you're a bad guy, you're tamei, you ate from the carbon, throw the books at him, he gets kares. Where did you ever tell me I'm not allowed to? Oh, for the pasuk b'chol kodesh le'siga. So b'chol kodesh le'siga on its own is just a lav. Every single lav sheyesh b'maisa b'derech klal has the status of you get malkis, except where the Torah says b'feirish, not just malkis, you get upgraded to kares. Here the Torah says you get upgraded to kares if you go and eat bituma, a full baked carbon, full baked in the sense that you had after the zrika. How do I know that the pasuk is talking about after the zrika? Maybe it's talking about before the zrika. That's what the Gemara said, because it says in the prior pasuk, v'abasar kol tohar yoichal basar, everybody else who's tohar is allowed to eat from the basar. This guy who's a nefesh yotoichal basar bitumasi olav is not allowed to eat from it. Oh, and he gets kares. But what happens? A carbon that's lefnei zrika, nobody's allowed to eat from it, even the tohar, like Mr. Friedlander said a few minutes ago. That being the case, the pasuk which talks about kares is not referring to that type of kodshim la'achas zrika. It's referring to, our Gemara is referring to kodshim lefnei zrika. The kodshim lefnei zrika, where it's also to everybody, there's no din of kares, there's only a din of malchus. It's good, everybody's okay. Yeah. And we continue on gufa. Gufa is about 10, 12 lines at the top of the Amid, towards the end of the line, gufa. Tomei she'ochel basar kodesh lefnei zrika. Oh, that lacha that we were just learning. Reish Lakish amar loike, Yochanan ain't loike. Amar Rabbi, machloikis betumas aguf. The machloikis is only in a case where the person is tamei. Avetumas basar dibi akoil loike. Then everybody would agree that this is a din of malchus. Now, even before we get into the Gemara, there are two psukim, almost back to back, which talk about the din of a person who eats a carbon which is tamei. One pasuk says, "V'habaser ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo yoyachel." This habaser ashiyiga b'chol tamei is talking about that the kodshim itself, the basar, the kodshim, yiga b'chol tamei, it touched a sheretz, it touched an avela, it touched a tamei mes, and therefore it becomes tamei lo yoyachel. Don't eat it. A carbon that became pasul b'toma, don't eat it. What do you do with it? Why she saw if you take it out mechutz lamachna and you burn it. Vabasar, regular carbon, koltar yechel basar, regular carbon, then a tar person could eat it. And then the next verse he says, vanefesh toichel basar, but tomasi olav, he is tamei v'nichrasa. Ah, so therefore, two psukim back to back, one pasuk tells you that if the carbon is tamei, don't eat it, a din of a lav, you get malchus. If the person is tamei, don't eat it. If you do so, then you get karis. So now, we have a person who ate basar kodesh lifnei zrika. Machlokes Rish Lakish Reb Yochanan. You all like and ish like it. And that's talking about that the person was tamei. A tamei she'ochal basar kodesh. He is tamei. Machlokes. Says Abai, machlokes b'tumas aguf. That he, the person who's eating it, is tamei. Abatumas basar. What happens if the carbon is tamei? To be hakolik. And then everybody would agree that there is a din of malchus.
No chorus.
No chorus. Well, you never have chorus at any time. Before Zrika, Acha Zrika, makes no difference. Tumas Basar, you only have a din of malchus. Comes out now something which is, if you will, ironic, because normally Tumas Guf, meaning the person being Tumas, is more chomer than the Tumas Basar. How is it more chomer? It's a din of chores. By Tumas Basar, it's only din of malchus. Yet in this case, if it's Lefnei Zerika, only Rish Lakish holds Loike, according to Rabbi Yochanan, ain't a Loike. Zero, he's off the hook. No din, it's not Osir. No Isir. No Oynish, according to Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason why? Because of the Tomas of the Tomas, the only love is in a case where it's Koltor Yochab Osir. If a person who's Tor cannot eat it, then there's no love. He was up there.
In the before Zerika, even a Tor can't eat it. There's no Tum at all. If that's the quality of its shavu,
but it's not usher because he's tummy.
Right, Rosie, but it's usher to eat. It's usher to eat. So why
couldn't Rabbi Yochanan? But there's no din of a tummy. We're talking about a tummy shachum. Right. Is there a special din of malchus for a tummy shachum?
Not special, but there is at least an isser to eat.
Before the matzah. Guess what? You said you came in late. Mr. Friedlander addressed this question about 10 minutes ago. Okay. He asked that at the very outset of the gemara.
I'll listen to 10.
It's okay, no problem. The point is we're referring solely to a tummy shachum basar kodesh lefnei zrika. What is his status? Says our gemara that we have machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Says Rabbi Rish Lakish, a tummy shachbot of Nezrika gets malchus because bichol kodesh leisiga. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no din of malchus. L'choira, what Rabbi Yochanan would have would be, is what we call an iser asay. What's the iser asay? Since it says, v'abasar kol tohoir yoichol basar, a tohoir has to eat it. What does that come to tell you? But a person who's not tohoir is not allowed to eat it. So that's a lav haba mechlal asay. And normally in Isser asay, we hold that there is no din of malchus. We're going to discuss this a little bit further down the Amid. But anyway, returning to our Gemara now, Zok the Gemara, that Rabbi said the whole machloik is betumas aguf, that the person is tamei. But if the basar is tamei, kuli al moid it's like it. So what I was saying was ironic was that Rabbi Yochanan holds in a case, normally, forget about our Gemara, normally if a carbon is tamei, there's only a din of malchus. If the person is tamei, there's a din of kares. In our case, before the zrika, says Rabbi Yochanan, if the person is tamei, ain't a loika. No kares, no malchus, zero. L'chayrin iser asay. But that's it, not an iser, not an oynish of kares, an oynish of malchus. However, if the basar is tamei, then I agree there's malchus. In other words, the basar is more chomor than the Tumas Aguf, which is normally not the case. Tumas Aguf is usually more chomer than the Tumas Basar. Anyway, says Abai, how do I know Divya Kol? Like a Democrat says in the Pasik. Viha Basar, Kol Tohar Yoichal Basar. The word Va Basar is Ibrik. if you, those of you that have these beautiful Gemaras of Rabbi David, the Torah Or HaSholim, it's number one. It says in the pasuk, "Va'basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel ba'esh yisarev." V'habasar kol Torah yochel basar. The second v'habasar is redundant, repetitive, duplicative, unnecessary. Why? Because you could have said the pasuk, "Va'basar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel ba'esh yisarev." Kol Torah yochel basar. In other words, if the basar happens to be tamei, don't eat it. Kol Torah yochel basar. However, if everything is tar, he's tar, the person is tar, then eat it. What do I need the extra vihab basar for? Therefore, b'nab basar the more darshins the rabbis eitzim ulavoina to lav b'nei achila ninu. What happens if a person who is probably slightly deranged decides to eat not from a carbon, but he eats from eitzim and levoina? Eitzim, of course, are eitzim that are on the mizbeach for the ma'arocha. Levoina is being used either for a private carbon mincha or to be matir the lechem upon him on Shabbos. And a person goes and eats from those eitzim levoina when they are tamei. Now, normally, eitzim levoina cannot except tumah, because of the fact that they are not edible. Since they're not edible, there's no din of a teiris machal.
And it's not a kli.
It's not a kli, and it's not a person.
So there's no way that it could become tumah.
Exactly. So under normal circumstances, it wouldn't become tumah. However, says Rashi, that's what this pasuk is telling you. The extra habasar comes to include inedible things that they can also be mekabel tumah. What inedible things? The eitzim and levoina. What was machshir them lekabel tumah? Says Rashi, the chibas hakodesh machshir asam. If you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, v'abosah the rabbi say to levoina. Look at the Rashi, the rabbi say to levoina letumas atzman, that they also can become tumah. The chibas hakodesh machshir asam. The chibas hakodesh gives them a hechshir lekabel tumah. Lishavinu oichla, they have now become no oichlin. Even though they're inedible, they have the status like an oichel. You can't eat eitzim, you can't go and eat levoina. Says the pasuk v'abasa that if a person goes and eats those, he's also over on a lav and eating something which tumasi olav. Aye, what does it have to do with us? Says Rashi, uvasa lefnei zrika. If you have basa before zrika, that's also inedible. Of course, it's not inedible physically. It's inedible halachically. Ablamaisa, it's inedible. So just like basa comes to you, Marva Eitzim Levoina, the Labanei Achila, Nino, Vafili Hachi, Rabbinu Cross, as the Gemara, that these are also to eat, Bituma. Similarly, when you have basa lefnei zrika, where the basa itself became Tomei, it's also inedible. And also a din of a lav.
Technically, how can eitzim become tumah? Apilu the chibas hakodesh. I mean, echetimtzim. What is the scenario?
A sheretz touches the eitzim. Exactly. Normally, even kalim pshutikli eitz cannot be makabel tumah. However, these eitzim are chibas hakodesh ma'acharosim, and that's what we learn.
Of a kli or a ochel.
Exactly. Status of an ochel, like Rashi said, the shavinu uchla. And therefore, basal of Nezrika is the equivalent, the halachic equivalent of Eitzim Olavoyna, also lab b'nei achilin inu, and nevertheless, it's started being marred by them, that if a person were to go and eat these Eitzim Olavoyna, which with tumasai on them, tumas basar, tumas Eitzim, tumas Olavoyna, and in our case, tumas basal of Nezrika, all of these are inedible. Nevertheless, it would be a din of a lav. You're not allowed to eat it, and that's why Abaye says that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to masbasa to be a koil like it. From this extra babasa, which is marba eitzim levoina, and parenthetically kodshim lefnei zrik.
From where Rashi takes chibas kodesh is a totally new concept. We didn't learn this in the Torah. We didn't learn this in the Mishnah.
This is a bar from other Gemaras. Gemara is going to say elsewhere. Normally, by regular foods, they're only mekabel tumah after they become mukshel mekabel tumah.
Yeah.
How does something become mukshel mekabel tumah? One of the seven mashkois spills on it. And it has to be kiyuta and the nicholei.
Yeah.
Fine. And we find in the Beis HaMikdash, what happens if you have kodshim there with that no water spilled on it, no liquid spilled on it? Nevertheless, it's mekabel tumah. So Gemara says, has mekabel tumah? There was no hechsher. Gemara says, chim is a kodesh machshir asam. So this is borrowed from other Gemaras.
One question. I understand Eitzim not being edible. Why not Levana? Levana is edible.
Levana is incense. Incense. I've never tried it.
It's not made from spices type stuff.
Let me ask you something. Do you have at home bottles that have it in them? Fine, some. But you also have garlic powder and onion powder and all those. Would you ever go and take a spoon and put it into the bottle and go and take a leffel?
But you put it into the food.
You can put it in the food, but on its own, it's inedible. Nobody eats garlic powder. Nobody eats onion powder.
By itself.
By itself. Here you're talking about Lavoina. It could be.
The best example is Bussama, because it's put into food.
Yeah. And, but nobody eats Bussama on its own. Nobody eats Bussama on its own. Good.
But they eat it in the food.
In the food, yeah. In the food. The spice is a spice. I don't know, these Lavoina, this frankincense, maybe it's even the type of thing that nobody puts into food, but I really couldn't tell you. Anyway, the Gemara tells it's inedible. At least Kemoy Shehu, it's inedible. But Rava Omar, and Rava says just the opposite of Abaya. Rava Omar machloiki b'tumas aguf. Avada machloiki b'tin ishlokish and Rabbi Yochanan legabi etome she'ochu b'sar kodshim before zrika yom malkis nish malkis b'tumas aguf when the person is tummy. Abatumas baser, if the baser is tummy, tibakos ain't a loike she's garnished. My time, what's the reason why? Kim le karina bey b'tumas olav v'nichrasa karina bey b'abaser she'iga b'chol tome lo yeyochel. What does Igmar mean? Because these two psukim appear together in the Torah. You have one pasuk v'abasa shi'iga b'chaltam le'yachel v'abasa kol tohar yoichal basar, and then you have the next pasuk v'nefshi shetoichal basar v'tamase ola v'nichrisa kuli alma moide, that there is no din of v'nichrisa on a tamei, a person who's tamei that eats kodshim lifnei zrika. So this pasuk doesn't apply the v'tamase ola v'nichrisa, and therefore v'abasa shi'iga b'chaltam also doesn't apply. This din of basar she'iga b'chol tamei lo yeyachel doesn't apply, just like the other b'nefesh she'toichel basar doesn't apply. Since it doesn't apply, therefore there's no din of malchus whatsoever. Frank, the Amar v'amamar, what about the pasuk that we brought a moment ago? V'abasal rabbis eitzim levoina. And therefore, didn't we say the kodshim lefnei zrika just like eitzim levoina? Everything Amara, hachmayiskin gagonche kitcha b'kli. The Gemara says that Eitzim Levoina, it's not just you took Eitzim from Marocha, or you took Levoina and you said, okay, I'm eating it, and now you're over and alive from Babasar. It's only if it was Niskadish Bikli. The Eitzim had to be inside a Kli, and the Levoina had to be inside a Kli Shores.
Never inside a Kli.
Normally, you're absolutely right. So how do you have Eitzim inside a Kli? Says Rashi, we're talking about Eitzim that are being removed from the Marocha together with the Gecholim at the time, for instance, of Trumas HaDeshen, or Stam that you're taking Deshen off every single day. The first Avoida that they did in the Beis HaMikdash before bringing the Oilas Tamid was that a Kohen had to go all the way to the top and remove some of the Deshen from the Marocha, even if there was a very, very paltry amount, a very small amount. He has to go and remove some of the deshen. He comes down the ramp, puts it next to the ramp on the floor, and miraculously it was nivla bimkomo, it was swallowed up by the ground. That happened every day. In addition to that, there was also haromas deshen, meaning what about those days where there's a lot of deshen? So then you have to cart out a lot of the, you scoop it up, you cart it out, chutz lemachna. Aha. Okay, in collecting some of the deshen, is typically also some of the eitzim, because after all, it's on the marocha, so when you go and scoop up ash, you scoop up eitzim at the same time. Says Rashi, that's the eitzim that we're talking about. It now came into this klisharis called the machvas, or the machtois, that they went to use to remove the ash. That eitzim now became the skadish and that klisharis.
The removal serves no purpose. It's not any purpose for kedusha. It's just a removal.
Yeah, look at the Rashi. Shekitchu b'kli. Rashi halfway down. Shekitchu b'kli. Out the Rashi. Halfway down, eitzim. Do you have that, Mr. Friedlander?
Right here,
please,
Mr.
give
me
a hand. Yeah, eitzim. You have it, right? It's after the premises.
Eitzim
shechasa oyson b'machtas kli shoreis me'al hamizbech im gecholim.
Why not?
So that's alvinus new. So you ask the question: when does eitzim go into kli shoreis? When you chosa oyson, you're sweeping them off the Marocha, together with the Gecholim. There's some Eitzim over there. You have a wise guy or a Michigan that comes over. He says, you know what? I would like to go and eat that piece of Eitz. And in fact, he made a Paracha, Boinei Priyo Eitz. and he ate up that eight. So what happens to that guy? First, he made a bracha lebatala, probably. But number two, the point is the chibas hakodesh machshirasan. If he's tummy and if he ate it, he's over on a lav. Same thing, Levoina. How did Levoina become the Scottish Bechli? He says, Rashi, she kitcha bebezicha, and you have the bezicha Levoina on top of the lechem upon him. Or it's talking about stam, every time you brought a karm mincha, with the exception of a minchas chote, you always had to bring some Levoina. So apparently the kaf in which it was brought could be that was also called bezicha Levoina. But the point is, that is niskadish Bechli. So much so, says Rashi, that filu kareis betumas aguf nami isbu. If a person were to go and eat from the eitzim or from the levoina, betumas aguf, when the person is tummy, not when they are tummy. Their tummy is like tumas basa. It's a lot. However, if he is tummy, and he eats from eitzim or levoina that were niskadish bekli, it's a din of kareis. Getting back to our Gemara. And therefore the Gemara assumes that also includes the Kodshim Lefnei Zrika. Says the Gemara, the Eitzel Levoina, you know why? You're going to Chikirchu Bikli, Tanasa Kemisha Korvu Kol Matirav. It's as if the Zrika took place on them. There is obviously, there's no Zrika on Eitzim or Levoina, but it's as if with Niskarva Kol Matirav. Titnan, we learned that in Mishnah, Koshi Yeshloi Matirin, any carbon where there is a matir, for instance, your normal carbon, the Zrika Sadam is the matir, or by a carbon mincha, what's matir, the Shiore Adam, that's putting the Haktora of the Koimitz on the Mizbeach, and so on and so forth. Mishikorvu Matirav, when the Matirim are brought, that is the, that's what makes the carbon full-fledged, fully baked, if you will. And then from that point on, you have whatever Isurim would apply, including a Tomei who ate from the carbon. Kosh Eila Matir, what happens to those things that do not have Matir? Eitzim doesn't have a Matir, Levoina doesn't have a Matir. When does it have a status of Kedusha for purposes of Tumas Aguf, Koreis, a Tomei She'ochal, Tumas Basar, Mishikirish Bekli, when it comes into Klish, Koreis. Aha! And therefore, says Igmar, that's the reason why the Eitzim Levoina became Niskadish, because it went into a Klisharis. But what we were talking about before, Begabe, the Kodshim, Lefnei Zerika, they didn't go into a Klisharis. So therefore, Rava says, everybody would agree, no din of Malkus. The only Machloikus was the Tumen of Saguf, that the person was Tamei when he ate the Kodshim, Lefnei Zerika. But if the Bosser of the Kachem became Tamil of Nezrika, Divya Koil, Eino Leike. So you have a Machloikas, a Bay of a Rova, Legabe, the Kachem that became Tamil of Nezrika, is there a din of Malkus, yes or no? Machloikas. Nushtikl. And now the Nushtikl in the Gemara is amazing and almost shocking. Itmar, Hamale Evori Behema Tmeya Algam Mizbech, Rachmona Litzlan. They put on a shtik behemet tmeya. Rashi said behemet tmeya, susa mugmalim, horse meat, or chas v'sholem, camel meat, on the mizbeach. What happens now? Rishlokesh amaloike, Rabbi Yochanan amma ena loike. Nochmo Rishlokesh Rabbi Yochanan. Rishlokesh amaloike, tohoire in, tmeya loi, v'lav abom achlala say, loiken olif. Back in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, when it describes which behemoths can be put on the marocha, it says mina behema, mina bakar, u mina tzoyin takribas karbanchem. So which behemoths are you allowed to go and bring karbanis? Only mina bakar, mina tzoyin. If you're going to go and bring from susim and gmalim, that is a lab haba mechlal ase. It never says in the Torah that you're not allowed to put susim and gmalim. It only says that you are allowed to bring bakar v'tzoyin. So mechlal hen ata shemei alav bak betzayin in susan gemalim loy, and therefore alav abam mechlal asay loykin alav, says Rish Lakish, you have a din of malchus. Rabbi said, don't be nervous about this statement. This is not la halacha. The Gemara is going to have charata from this in another few lines. But according to the Hava Minah, there is a concept of getting malchus even on an iser asay, where the Torah doesn't say loy. The Torah says kain, and from that kain I derive a diak of loy. Even on that we get malchus. But Rabbi Yochanan immediately shoots that down. Rabbi Yochanan, nishto azazach, ein loyken olav. You do not have a malchus because a lav avav mechlal asay ein loyken olav. Only on an iser lav, not on an iser asay.
What happens with a treifa if you put on the mizbeach
animal to treifa?
I pray for.
You're not allowed to.
Same thing as putting on table meat or horse.
There, the Torah says in Parshas Achrimois Kedoshim, you have a long list of Bali Mumen that you're not allowed upon. You know, but Averis, Shover, all the Chorus, Yabelis, all those that have Mumen are not allowed to put on the Mizbech. The Chorah Treif is no better, no worse than a Bal Mum.
Right.
Some would say, In Lucha Mum Gdoilam Yizu. So that already is a lot. The Torah says, don't put on Averis, Shover, Chorus, Nosuk, the Allah Gutazach. So that's a lot.
They should get
Malkus. But Behemoth Tmei, it does not enumerate in that list, and therefore it's only Reish Lakish. Was Behemoth Tmei
would sound worse.
You and I would say it's worse. Rabbi Yochanan says it's better because it's only an Isra Asay. It's not an Isra Lav, and therefore there's no Din Malkus. Good. Moise of Rabbi Yirmiya. It says in the Pasuk, Oysa Techele. Now we're not talking about Kabbonis, now we're talking about regular Chulin meat. Chulin meat means Choyl meat. Not kosher meat. What does it say in the Torah? That kol mafres is parasa, v'shuysa ha-shasa, malagir v'beheima, oysa teichelu. Tarshi mar oysa teichelu, v'lai beheima tmeya. Only kosher animals you're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher animals. Any animal that's not mafres is parasa, malagir, you're not allowed to eat. V'lava b'mechlal asay, asay. And a lava b'mechlal asay is an iser asay. What are we trying to bring a raya from this? Zogt Rashi, we're really ikr chosim and asefer. The continuation of this brisa. This is a brisa which we just quoted. Oysa techeva behema tmei v'lav abom achal asei asei. Let's continue now. Look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. V'lav abom achal asei asei. Kach shnuya betoicha brisa. This is what it says in the brisa. Umaskina and the maskona of the brisa is beloisa seminayin. So far, you only have an iser asei. That's a lav. Haba mechlal asay, right? It says oysu techeilu, and therefore I know this year other things nished. How do I know a loyses? Tam loymer ach ezel loysoichlu memalegim afrizia parses agomol ves aneves ves hashofen, all those wonderful things. Now, what's the reason why the brisa needed to say loyses minayin? I already have my loyses. I have my iser asay, and according to Reish Lakish and iser asay loykin olam. So, what do I need an additional loyses minayin? Maybe Itzchak says Rashi, but Itzchak loyses achrea is lava soru, is a simon that what we said until now, an iser asay is not considered to be a loyses, and therefore you would not give malchus on an iser asay. Only when there's a beferisha loyses, and therefore the Chashven Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said you even give malchus on an iser asay, and therefore the Gemara Taka changes its mind and regrets what we just said. Omle Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya Bata, Rabbi Yirmiya. The one that was asking the kasha was Moisef Reb Yirmiya. Reb Yirmiya's father's name was Tachlifa. So Reb Yankov now addresses Reb Yirmiya and he says to him, Bar Tachlifa, Azberlach, I will explain to you. Beivori behemet tmei dekuliyam aloi pligi. Everybody agrees, as vos, it's only an iser asay, nothing more, and therefore if you put a shtiko sus or gomel on the mizbeach, kuliyam aloi, even a shlokish, ain't Loikin Allah, because there's no lav, there's only an iser asay. Keep ligi, where is the machloikis be chaya? If a person were to go and put deer or venison on top of the mizbeach, which of course is kosher, then there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether there's a din of a lav or not. Bachi itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar oive basay, Reish Lakish Omar eino oive belay klum. Yochanan says, you're oiv and asay. What's the asay? The same asay that we had until now. It says in the Torah that you're supposed to go and put on the Mizbeach, mena behema, mena bakar, mena tzoyn. Chai is not considered to be bakar v'tzoyn. So, don't put it on. If you did put it on, you're oiv basay. Oiv basay meaning the iser asay, that you're only supposed to put on bakar v'tzoyn. And you're not supposed to put on a chai. Reish Lakish says, in oiv liklum, you're not oiv in anything. Based on this new version of the machloikis, it's now reversed. Before, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that was the makel and said there's no Malkis because it was only in Isra Asay. According to this new version, it's only Rabbi Yochanan that says that you're oiver in Isra Asay, because Rish Lakish holds you're not oiver in anything. Right? The first version was Rish Lakish holds that there is Malkis, because an Isra Asay is going in Malkis. Nobody holds an Isra Asay is going in Malkis. Since I don't have a lav over here by the Chai, it doesn't say in the Torah, don't put Chai on the Mizbeach, you're not oiver in anything. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm oiver in Be'asay and Isra Asay. Now, what's the reason for the Machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan, the Torah only said mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzayin, nishka chay. Rishlokish Amar ainu oiver alav b'loy klum, ahu le mitzvah ihet a meisa. Rishlokish says that there's a mitzvah mina muvchar to go and bring behema, bakar, v'tzayin. Yeah, those are mitzvah. If you want to bring chay, okay, mecha teisa, you're allowed to. There's no isur, there's no chiyuv, nothing mandatory. You want to bring it? No. It's Bederech Heter. This is La Mitzvah, and that's a Rishus.
So the fee is there. What is the conclusion? If, as Rishalem, somebody brought horse meat or
gamble
meat,
yeah, what would be the din?
According to this conclusion.
According to this conclusion, by Vori Behemet Tmeya, Uri said there's a machloikis. That was according to the original version. According to the new version, by Evori Behemet Tmeya, Kuli Amalei Pligi, that it's an Isser Asay. You don't get Malkis, but you're not allowed to do it. Don't put on Susum Ugmalim on the Mizbeach, but you don't get Malkis, you don't get Karas, you don't get lashes. Because up in Shemaim, they'll give you some patch.
You are Metame de Mikdash.
Metame de Mizbeach?
The
Mizbeach, whether or not a Mizbeach is Mekabel Tumonat is the last Mishnah Mesechtus Chagiga. Is Machloikis whether the Mizbeach can be Metame, can be Mekabel Tumah? What's the Machloikis is based on because the Mizbeach was really made out of eights. Eight is not Mekabel Tumah. But there is a plate on top of it of copper. So the question is, Mizbeach and Choshes. The question is whether that copper now becomes the essence and therefore it's a Kli Matkes and Mekabel Tumah, or do you say that since it's only a plating, it's bottled to the eight beneath it and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. Another version of that Mishnah says,
it's Mechuber, isn't it?
Another version of the machloikas over there is because of the fact that it's not really mechubel karka, but it's doimit mechubel karka. It's also full with adoma, mizbach adoma tasali, and for that another reason why it would not be mekabel tuma. But whether or not it's mekabel tuma is really irrelevant to the shayla. The question is, chulin ya chulin. Question
what's
is, does
the,
this?
What's the what happens if you bring chulin lazor?
I don't remember what the basis of that is. Maybe it's a leisachalu, as mikdashi. I don't remember. But bottom line is that legabe flesh from a behema tmeya, everybody agrees he's not oiver on a lav. He's only oiver on an iser aseh. Iser aseh is a bad thing to do. Of other, go and bring a carbon oila to mechapen on all s's. Go and clap it a few more times al chait. But there is no malchus.
There's no malchus.
No malchus and no kardes. Exactly. So who is your the machloikis? The guy putting chay on. And once again, there is no iser to put chaya. So what's the machloikis? Whether there's an iser aseh, the Torah says only put bark of a tzayin. According to Rosh Lakish, there's no iser at all. It says, rishus. You want to go and put venison on the mizbeach? Because I'm tight. But there's certainly no mitzvah to do it. The mitzvah is only behema bark of a tzayin. Moisev Rava, Freitach Rava. Ilu nemar korban lashem behema, hayisi oimer chay bechlal behema. Etc. What the Gemara means to say is that we find that throughout Shas, the Gemara says that Behema and Chaya could be for certain purposes indistinguishable. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, when it lists all of the kosher animals, as well as in Parsha Re'eh, it says, Zoyis Behema Shetoichelu. These are the behemoths that you're allowed to go and eat. And then the Torah gives you a list. Shor, Seiksovim, the Seizim. That's, of course, your normal Shor, Bokor, Vetzai. But then the Pasuk continues on. Ayol, Utzvi, V'yachmur, V'akoy, V'dishoin, Usa'oy, V'zomer. We don't even know today exactly what these seven enumerated chayas are. We know they're all part of the deer family. Some of them may even be buffalo, for all I know. But the point is that there are certain chayas which are kosher, and the Torah enumerated them as part of the list of zois ha-behema asher techeilu. Zeitrach as behema includes ayot zvi v'yachmor. Ah, So, Ibazoi, how taka do you know that you cannot go and put chai on top of the mizbeach? Since it says in the pasuk, mina behema, just choch behemas. So it says, Rava, if it would only say in the Torah, mina behema, what's the full lashon of pasuk? Dab b'nei Yisrael, it's the second pasuk in Vayikra. Vayidab b'shem, Vayikra, Moshe v'dab b'shem, Moshe v'dab b'shem, Dab b'nei Yisrael, b'yimar t'aleim, odab ki'akr mikem kom l'ashem. You want to bring a carbon, mina behema. If it would stop there at mina behema, then you could bring chaya as well. However, the pasuk doesn't stop there. It says mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzayin takrivas korbanchem. Zok tochrofa. Even then, with korban Hashem, mina behema, you see, oim b'chaya b'chal. B'chal behema. Can you shenem, like it says in the pasuk. So it's b'hem shetachelu, shara seksom, say izim, ayat tzvi v'yach, where we're going. But it doesn't say just mina behema. It says, talmud loimar, mina bakar, mina tzayin. Is a mashma, bak of it saying, Marta the Chavaloi Chayom. So far, that's the beginning of the Brisa. Now the Brisa continues on. Yochel Yovi, I would think you're not allowed to bring. Maybe kosher, but if you did, it's kosher, it's okay. Halamaz Adoyma, what is it similar to? Le Talmud Sha'omalei Rabbi. A master told his Talmud, Havali Chita, do me a favor, go out to the marketplace and bring me some wheat. Behavi Loi Chitim Usi Oirim. He did him a present. Besides, bring the chitim, he brought some sa'oidim as well. The Rebbe didn't tell him to, but he certainly didn't prohibit him from doing so. If anything, he's a nice guy. He brought more than the rabbi requested. Sheinu k'marvel dvarv, you wouldn't say that this person is violating the instructions of his rabbi. Elamoizvel dvarv, v'kosher. So I would think. Tam aloimar, bak of etzayin. Oh, bak of etzayin is repeated twice. Where is repeated twice? In this pasuk that we just spoke about, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzayin, tekrivas karbanchem. And then the next psukim after that say, in bakar, mina bakar, it's the carbon, mina bakar, zachatam yakrivenu. And then it says, what happens in mina tzayin, and mina eiz. In other words, the pasuk afterwards again enumerates the bakar and the tzayin.
That should come to exclude everything else.
Exactly. We have a rule when it talks about kodshim, Kshona alov hakosav li'akiv. If the Torah repeats it, it comes to tell you that it's ma'akiv. So Rashi, in fact, quotes the psukim here on the bottom. The first pasuk was min abeheima, min abakar, min atzoyin takrivu. And then it says, im oila karbana min abakar. And then it says, vim atzoyin karbana min aksavim. So why does the Torah repeat again the bakar, min the kesev, min atzoyin? Comes to tell you that it's ma'akiv, bakar, min atzoyin, amartilcha, faloi chaya. Chaya is excluded, prohibited. Shana lova kosali akiv. And now I'm going to give you another mashal, which is different than the previous mashal. Hamazetuba, the Talmud Shomali Rabbi, Al Tobili Elachitim. The rabbi said to him, kid, only bring chitim. Don't even think about bringing barley. The Havila Chitim Asayim, and he brought both. Chitim Asayim. Shaina Kamoisiv Advar, now he's not being Moisiv. Kamab Advar, he's defying the express, explicit instructions of his rabbi. What's halacha then? Therefore, ut pasul. Chai is pasul. Tiyav the Reish Lakish, Tiyav is Taka Reish Lakish, is Ogefreit. So Rabbi Isai, don't even think about bringing Chai to the Mizbech. It's not a shus. You're going to be over on Isra say, like Rabbi Yochanan said. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, the chaylev of a chaya is not usher, right? Because it doesn't go on the mizbeach. We have this whole thing and this kisui adam. There's all sorts of a regimen.
And therefore,
how could Reish Lakish even entertain you can be a chaya? What's the story with the chaylev? The chaylev in a behema is usher bechulin because bekachim it goes on the mizbeach.
Okay.
And the chaylev and a chay is not usher because it doesn't go on the mizbeach.
And maybe Reish Lakish would hold that the reason why, according to the Havim, before Reish Lakish is Ogefrei, right, maybe he held that the reason why the chaylev of behema is usher is because you have to put on the mizbeach, while the chaylev of a chay, you never have a responsibility, you never have a requirement to put on the mizbeach. So therefore, even in those crazy instances where you decide to put on the mizbeach, it doesn't add an issur to it. In other words, it's not that this always goes on the Mizbeach, and this never goes on the Mizbeach, the way we normally learn it.
Right.
According to Reish Lakish, according to the Havamina, what Reish Lakish was saying is, anything which is mandatorily put on the Mizbeach, that relates to a behema. Anything which is not mandatory, that relates to a chayas. It is not mandatory, even though you want, you can, but since it's not required, therefore there's no Isra Chayav. Anyway, of course, Maskana, it's not an issue. back in Hamishah we had that any one of the psulim that was makabel the dam, and after that he wants to be zayrik dam, the dam that he had in the mizrok became niskabel bipsul. Who was the apostle? It was a zor, or a koyin tamei, or a koyin oinein, any one of those psulim that we enumerated in our Mishnah, or in the first Mishnah of the prior Perek, any one of them will makabel the dam is pasul. What can you do? Zok the Mishnah, go and check if there's still dam and nefesh spurting out, collect the dam and nefesh, and go and use that for the zrika on the mizbeach. Dayek it. Now our Gemara asks, what happens if the zor went one step further? What's one step further? He was makabel the dam, the zor, a Yisrael Moshul, or any one of the psulim in our Mishnah, was makabel the dam, and Shneli ran off to the mizbeach and he was zoyrik the dam. Would I say that this carbon is now without any remedy? This carbon is now pasul, or do I say rush back and see if there's still dam and nefesh and go and do a new kabbalah sadam and a new zurika sadam with a koyin kosher and maybe it can still be remedied? Maybe this carbon is not.
That's what we said yesterday.
We said yesterday if you had a pasul who was mekabel the blood, and now you have this bad blood inside the kli, but no zurika took place yet. As soon as people realize that Yankel, who was Makabal the blood, is a Zor, or is an apostle, they say, oh, let's go, Shnel gets given Dam and Nefesh and see if there's still Dam and Nefesh with Tzavar Behema. I'm going to use it for Tzrika. That's what.
That once you sprinkle it, it doesn't complete the Avodah, and now.
And so, now it's irrevocable. Exactly. That's
this
the more
what the Mishnah is saying.
Again.
That's our Mishnah.
Let's go back to the Mishnah. I see everybody's all tachimut and all tachish. We're going straight to the Mishnah. Mishnah daf lamed beis amud aleph. The kulan. Kulan means all of these psulim. Shekiblu es adam. And they had a machshava chutzazmani, chutzim koimoi. However, they didn't do a zrika. They were only makabel yet. They didn't do a zrika. They only did a kabbalah. And then people are standing around and say, who are you to be makabel adam? What do you mean? Ich bin einig von chassam soifer. I don't think some soifu is a koyin. And biskiracht, you're out of here. Get you out and get out the blood. This blood has to be spilled out because it's possible blood. Throw it, pour it on the floor. It goes into the oma, goes out to Nachal Kidron. It's not kosher. So what do I do with this carbon? Do you say that the carbon is also possible? Says the Mishnah in Yesh Tama Nefesh. What you can do is if there's still blood spurting out, Yachzer Akasha v'yekabel. Let him be makabel that blood. And make a Zrika Saddam, and it will be kosher. Our Gemara asks, what happens if that Mekabel, who was Pasul, the Einik Chassam Soifer, he also shnell ran over to the Mizbeach and did a Zrika Saddam. And the people ask, who are you? He's not a Kohen. Get out of here. Do I say now this carbon is also Pasul forever? Or do I say, shnell, go back and see if this Dama Nefesh,
even
after Zrika, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Boy minay Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Pasul Maushi Yaseh Shirayim. So look at the lashon of the Rashi, top line. Pasul Maushi Shirayim Mishu Pasul Avoida. We're talking about Pasul Maushi Yaseh Shirayim in Kibel the Zorak. Not only Kabbalah, that was our mission. It was also Zorak Maushi Yachser Hakosher. Take now a Kohen who is kosher. Koyinu's kosher. The kabbal, let him be make a new kabbalah and make a new zrika. The yizrak the akasher our carbon. Me amrinu. What's the shaila? Kimin the zorak. Since he wasn't only mekabel adam, he was also zoyrik this posel adam, this posel guy. Kim the zorak posel shavi adam shibetzavar shirayim the suloi mechzil zrika. Maybe not only did he posel the blood inside his mizrak and the blood that he threw on the mizbeach, but even the remaining blood inside the tzavar behema also becomes shiyarei carbon posel. Even the blood that's still spurting out, nobody touched it, nobody even realized it was still spurting. They were rushing to the mizbeach to make the zrika. No good zrika because the guy is posel. Let's go back. If there's dam and nefesh, do you say that that dam and nefesh is posel? Oy dilmalay alima zrikas posel shavye ledam shebetzaver behema shirai. Maybe the only thing that this posel who is zorek, he can cause that the blood inside the mizrak should be posel, but not the blood that's still in the tzavah behema. The yasser kosher be a kabel. So bottom line is what the Gemara is asking is, when it uses the term Mashiyasa Shirayim, Shirayim means, does it make, we have the concept of Shiori Tahara. For instance, every time you do a proper Zrika, you always have some Shiori Dam left inside the Mizrak. You pour that out on the site. Here we want to know, is there a concept also of Shiori Tumma? Not of Shiori Zrika Ksheira, of Shiori Zrika Sula. Is there such a concept? And we're not talking about the shrine inside the Mizrak. We're talking about the shrine inside the Tzavar Behema. The shrine in the Mizrak is a Chadova Pasha to that apostle, because a apostle was Mekabel that blood. He didn't have a proper Kabbalah Sadat. Not necessarily that the Dam itself is called Pasul, but the Kabbalah is Pasul, or Psula. So what do you got to do? You want to go back to the Tzavar and Shnel, get some more Dam. So if you didn't do a Zrika yet, the Mishnah said, Avada, collect the Dam, make a new Kabbalah, make a new Zrika. But over here we had both that the Kabbalah and the Zrika were Pasul. I didn't mean make a new Zrika, they didn't do the Zrika yet. Make a first Zrika. But our Gemara is asking if the Apostle was not only Makabal Adam, but he's also Zoyrik Adam, does that disqualify and reject all of the entire carbon, but specifically all of the blood that's still remaining with Tzavar Behema, that this carbon is now totally Apostle forever and ever? Does the Shaila that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechana. Amalei, he told him, Ein oisi shirayim ele chutz lezmanei v'chutz lemekoymai, Hoyel umeratze lepigulei. What is Rabbi Yochanan answering? Rabbi Yochanan says that when a apostle makes a zrika, it's as if there was no zrika. A zrika has to be made by definition by a kohen who is kosher. If you have a zar or a kohen who is not kosher who does a zrika, that is not deemed to be a zrika to passel the shiore dam which are in the tzavar behema. Because what would reach, what when does blood inside the Tzavar Behemi be called Shirayim? It's only called Shirayim if it's Shirayim from Azrika Ksheira. But if it's from Azrika She'ena Ksheira, those are not Shirayim. It's separate blood. Nothing to do with it. The only time I find this concept of Shirayim, that the blood could become possible, if it's Tzavar Behema, if the Koyin who threw the blood, a Koyin Kosher threw the blood, and he had a machshav of chutz lezmanai v'chutz lemekoymai. Hoyl umarat lepigulai. Since this zrika is kosher in a sense, in what sense is it kosher? That it now gives you the pigul perfect halacha, because if this zrika was not worth anything, was invalid, then it didn't become pigul. It only becomes pigul if niskarvu kol matira. So therefore, it's ironic. The same zrika that's causing this animal to become pigul, this same zrika is also causing this zrika to be deemed a zrika. And since it's a zrika psula, because it had a machshav as chutz l'mani, chutz l'mkoymai, it causes the blood which is remaining mitzavar v'ayma to become shiore zrika psula. Therefore, all of that blood is now disqualified, and you cannot go back to the original blood. So bottom line, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, apostle, a person went and did Zrika, what do I say? Can I go and still take Dam and Nefesh? Yes or no? Says Rabbi Yochanan, yes, you can take new Dam and Nefesh if there's still Dam and Nefesh left. Be Mekabel it and do a Zrika. He did a Zrika until now. That Zrika was worthless, irrelevant. It didn't occur. We have total transparency. That was not a Zrika, zero. So it didn't cause the remaining blood to become Shirai. There is a case, says Rabbi Yochanan, that I would agree to you, Reish Lakish, and that is if the Zrika was possible, not because the person was possible, but the Zrika was a chutz lezmani, chutz lemkoymai type of Zrika, which is a Zrika which is mafagel, since I need that all the four matirim, all the four avoiders, have to be done behechshet. The more learned for the pasuk lo yirotze, ki atzor es kosher, kach atzor es posel, that it has to be niskar v'kol matirav, since this Zrika caused it to become pigul. So ironically, it's maratze, it causes a kosher pigul, if you will. So that Zrika was an effective Zrika. Since it was an effective Zrika, it causes the Shiore Dam in the Tzavah Behema to become Shiraim, that they are all disqualified, all rejected.
And the rest of the Behema is still...
And the rest of the Behema is now pigul. And therefore, if it's chutzos mana, if you were to eat it, chas v'shem get karis, chutzom koyim, it's just possible to ain't by karis. But there's no svara to go and say, since this was a Zrika Psula, let's see if this Dama Nefesh, Shnel, let's do a brand new Zrika with a kosher machshava without the chutzos mana and make it a kosher carbon. You cannot remedy this carbon. This carbon is now possible forever. Rav Zvid Masti Hochi. So this was the first version of the Shaila Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan.
So what he's saying is Reish Lakish in this version is narrowing he's narrowing that the only case where a zrika is where you can't go back and get dam from Sarah Behema is where the soul with a problem that's the only he's excluding everything else
exactly. Rav Zvid Masdi Hachi. Rav Zvid learned the Shaila slightly differently. Boy Menei Reish Lakish Mir Rabbi Yochanan Kois Pasul Mao Shiyasa Shiraim. Now what's a Kois Pasul? We don't mean that the Kois itself was Pasul, but we mean that we have a Kois full of blood, meaning the Mizrak full of blood from the Tzavar Behema. Not a puzzle person, but rather the kois was taken outside mechutz la'azor and becomes now puzzle be yoytze. The question is, can I go and take now some of the shiori dam inside the dam nefesh from the behema and shnal use that for the new kabbalah sedam, the new zrika sedam? Since this blood in the mizrak is all puzzle be yoytze, that's certainly no good. But what about shiori dam?
But the zrika doesn't count.
What do you mean? There was no zriki yet. This was pasul adam. No zriki yet. Question is, can I go and extract some of the blood from the animal and use it now for a new kabbalah, a new zriki?
Why not?
So that's going to be a machlokes shalom. But
why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Nothing happened.
Our Mishnah doesn't address that shalom. The Mishnah addresses the case of a pasul that was makabal adam. Here the dam was niskabel bekashrus by a kosher koyin. Koyin, after that, either by accident or on purpose, decided to go and take this blood outside to go and show all of his friends outside the Azara. He says, hey, mommy, look what I have over here. I have the dam.
The
blood is now possible because it's possible to be yaitse. Question is that possible the entire carbon, or can I still find dam and nefesh left and use that for a new kabbalah sedam and new zrika sedam?
We just had the paradigm that the only instance where you can't go back and recover more blood from the
it's only by chutzes man and chutzes
kain. Right.
So look at the Imara Teret. So this is the new version of Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan Kois Pasul Mao Shiyasi Shirayim Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, "So Gufei Mai Svirlach, what would you say about in a case where the person who was makabel the dam was a pasul? What do you hold? Why didn't you address that question? Don't ask a question on the Chefza. Add a question on the Gavra. Why didn't you ask that question? Remember, this is an Ikka the Amri." So that we didn't have that Shaila. The new Shaila is Kois Pasul. Why didn't you ask the question about the Pasul who did the Kabbalah Siddam and the Zrika Siddam, Mao Shiyasu Shirayim? So says now Rabbi Yochanan rhetorically to Reish Lakish. What do you hold in the case of Pasul Gufay? If you hold in that case that the Pasul makes Shirayim, then Kois Pasul Nam Mishavi Shirayim. Then it's the same thing. The Chefts and the Gavra are the same. If you hold that a Pasul would not create Shirayim, then Kois Pasul Nam Mishavi Shirayim. So he didn't really answer his question. He just said, whatever you would say in that case would be in this case. What would Rabbi Yochanan hold in this case? Since he holds that apostle loy mishav shirai, because only the chutz is mani case, but otherwise not mishav. So he holds kois apostle, also not mishav shirai. So even though the kois says apostle of blood, if you still have dam and nefesh, be makabel the new dam and nefesh and do a new kabbalah and do a zrik. There's yet a third version of the story, and it wasn't even Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti masni achi. Boyimene Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following shayla. Kois, mao shiyasis chaveiroi dichui oi shirai. Now, although we use the same term shirayim, and we even use the same term kois, we're talking about a totally different fact pattern. And here the shirayim that we're talking about is kosher shirayim, not non-kosher shirayim. What is the shayla? Rabbi say we start a brand new shayla. Very, very simple. Anytime a kohen goes and accepts the blood, he's makabel the blood in a mizrak, he takes that mizrak, shoots it against the mizbeach, this is zrika sedam, what happens with any blood that's remaining inside that kli? Says in the Torah, you go and pour it out in the yisoid mizbeach. Good. What happens if the kohen saw there was so much spurting blood, there was makabel the dam in 2 kelim, or 4 kelim, in multiple kelim? And he only did the zrika from one of those 2, 3, 4 kelim. So, from that kli for sure, whatever's remaining, that shiri adam, you go and pour it on the aside. What about the shirayim in the other kelim that weren't even used for the initial zrika? Are they also considered to be shiarei hazrika? Or the shiari adam, but they're not shiari zrika, and therefore you don't pour it on the aside. You just pour it on the floor, and it goes into the amma of the Azara.
What else? So his question is the mitzvah of Shirayim on the Yisod, Nogea, with the surplus blood that was not part of the Mizrak used for the Zrika.
Exactly right. That's exactly the Shaita. Freita by Rabba. Kois, Marshias is Chaveiroi. By having more than one Kois, more than one Mizrak, and only using one out of multiple Mizrakim for purposes of the Zrika, so as it caused that the blood in the other Kois, that it's Dochui, Dochui means it's Nidcha, that we're not going to use it. It's not that it's possible, it's just Nidcha. What are you going to do with it? Just pour it on the Ritzpah, on the floor of the Azara, it'll flow into the Amma, the Amma will take it out. Or Yishirayim, what do you say? Shiarim doesn't have to be in the same kli, it could be in a different kli. Let's take a look at the Rashi, right? Pile 31.
The Yevet, it would be kosher, because even if you accidentally spilled blood onto the ground,
yeah,
it doesn't, you know.
What you're saying is, what happens if the first mizrak spilled down on the floor? Look how you can use the blood from the second
one. Why would
we do it the other way?
That wouldn't be
nitcha. Did zrika, then no. it shouldn't be that necessary. It's not that earth shattering. If whether he spilled the remainder of the
blood on the floor,
or he poured it
on the side. Correct.
It shouldn't matter that much.
There's a mitzvah upon Shirayim. The question is, does the mitzvah apply?
The Eved, though,
it's all going to go to Nachal Kidron ultimately, right? Absolutely right. Just a question of which route it takes.
Exactly.
Does it go on the Yisod first with the mitzvah of Shirayim on the Yisod? Or do you skip that and say it's not? But how could it be Dicha? It was Roivet. There's no other
problem. Look at the Rashi.
How could it be Dicha? There's no problem with the
Korban. Let's look at the Rashi. In the same Gemara, Boy Minei Abaye Mei Rabba, on that same line, look at Rashi. Kois Mao Shiyas is Chaver Dicha Yishirayim. Keep going. Chatos. Shekibel Doma Mishnei Koises. You were makabel the dam. You have to, Mr. Friedland, you have the Rashi, yeah?
Yes.
That you accept that you were makabel the blood in two separate mizrakos. V'nosek kol matanois miyachem mehem. He went up to the top of the mizbeach and he put on all four corners. They got some mice the way he's supposed to. Chaveiroi, meaning the second. We don't mean his chaver, but we second kli. Ishiraimu. V'nishbach li yisoy. Dichsev yes kol hadam yishboich al yisoy am mizbeach. It's Shiraim, like all the blood in the first Mizrak. Same thing for the second. The Chia B'Yadayim, it was pushed away with his hands. Shloi Nitami Menu Al HaKranois, since none of the blood in that second Mizrak was used towards the Zrika. The Yishofech La'amah Shabazar, just poured out in the Amah. HaMoitzi Adam L'Nachal Kidron. Toz Nishayla, what do you do with the blood in the second Mizrak? Do you pour it on the Yisayt, or do you pour it out on the floor into the Amah? Amalei, back to the Gemara. So look to the machloikis. Look to Reblazer, Reb Shimon, Verabban. What's the machloikis? The Sanya. Lamalu oimer v'es doma yishpoich. Lamatu oimer v'es kol doma yishpoich. Where are these two psukim? So Rashi tells us one pasuk, the pasuk of Lamata, is referring to Chatos Yochid. Yachid Yochid, it says v'es kol doma yishpoich. Lamal is referring to the seer Nosi. What does it say there? By the Shir Adam, v'es domo yishpoich. So here it says domoy, and here it says es kol domo yishpoich. So the difference between the two psukim for our purposes is the extra word kol. Why do I have that extra kol? Zokto de Tanikam. Minayin lechat shekibel domo bi'arbo koises. Oh, mekabel in four koises. Why is it four koises? Probably because he wants to use a borrowed term from Pesach Nacht. Otherwise, just talking about two mizrakos, psfir koises. He used a borrowed term from psachim. Anyway, now this is the first case is different than our fact pattern. V'nosa matana achas mizeh, v'matana achas mizeh. Since you have four koises and you have four kronites, he dabbed a little blood from one on the first keren, second one on the second, third on the third, fourth on the fourth. So he used all of them. How do I know shekul on the shbach on the aside? Now the blood in every one of the mizrakis is shiraim, because I used some of the blood for zrika, the rest is shiraim. How do you know everything in the aside? Tamaloyma, v'yes kol dama yishbach. What happens? Yochel nosen arba matonis mikois echad. Oh, our case. All four matonis from one kois. The other three koises just sat there. Nobody touched them. I guess they're waiting for Elio and Navi. Anyway, so what happens? One kois was used for the four matonis. You kulin nishbach on the aside. I would think all four go on the aside. They're all shirayim. Tamalim v'ez domoi. Okay, it said, who nishbach li aside v'nishbach li amma. So in our case, uktu tanekama, only the first kois that was used for the zrika, that goes on the aside. The other three, onto the floor, into the yama, out the Nachal Kidron.
So when it's so when it's basically saying all of the blood, it means all of the blood of that keli that you're using for zrika.
Exactly, and that's why the pasuk doesn't say that's kol dam; it says as damoy, just it the dam from that keli. That keli, its keli, no other. Exactly.
The position of
the Tanakam. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Oimer minayin lechata shekibul dama be'arba'a koisis. The nos and dal and maton is mikoyz echad. That's the second fact pattern, right? He only gave the matanis from one koyz. Shekul nishbach said, every one of the four mizrakas, even the other three, are also on the aside. Tamaloyma v'es kol doma yishpoich. So before we continue on, we see clearly that the shayla, according to this third version, if you split up the blood into multiple mizrakas and you only use one mizrak for zrika, what about the shiori adam and the other three mizrakas? What's it then? Machlokes. Frating Mar yet, Vaksiv, what does the second mandyama Reb Lozer Reb Shimon do with the Pasik Vyaz Dama Yishpaich? Amravashi Ulamuti Shiraim Shibitzava Bahaima. Oh, that is certainly not considered to be Shiraim for purposes of the Shiraim on the Yisrael Mizbech. Meaning, you have Kehanim's reason, hey? They did a very quick Kabbalah. How did they do Kabbalah? By taking multiple Mizrakais. Kayin 1 took a little bit, and then the Kayin 2 took another little bit, and the third and the fourth, you have four Kaises. And then the first Kayin ran to the Mizbeach, he did all the Zrikas, and now I pour out all the four Mizrakais on the side of Mizbeach. After they're finished, they turn around and they see that there's blood still spurting out from the Tzav Behema. So one Kayin says, you know what? Since this is also Shiraim from the blood which we just used for the Zrika and which we just poured out on the Yisrael Mizbeach, let's take quickly another Mizrak and get that Shiraim and also pour that on the Yisrael Mizbeach. That's why it says, Vez Domo Yishpoich and not Vez Kol Domo. The Domo Yishpoich comes from Ute, that Shiraim, that you don't have to put in the Mizbeach, let it just pour down on the floor and Gunish but Gunish. Good.
Even though it's lifeblood.
It's a lifeblood. By lifeblood, we already were mechaper with Zrika.
It's called Domo.
Called Domo means anything that you have inside the Mizrakos that you pour onto the Yisrael Mizbeach. Anything
that is what you have in the Mizrakos. Maybe called means called Domo Shebe Tzavah.
You and I don't know. But these Tanoim, they lived already in the times of Chazal. They were the Chazal. And their Mesoira was that in the Mizrak goes on the Yisait, in the Tzavar Behema doesn't go on the Yisait. That was the Mesoira that they had. They had a Machloikis in the Mesoira. What happens if you have multiple Kalim and you only use the Zerikas from one and not from the other three? So according to Tanakama, my Mesoira is that that's how you learn the two Psukim, to tell you that only the first one you do the Shiraim on the Mizbech, the other three just pour go, just pour it out. And according to the second man, the Amun on the Vyas Kol Dama is referring to all cases, even the other Mizrak. So what I do with the Es Dama that comes to go and exclude the case of the Shiraim Bitzav Behemah. Fine. Continuing on, Kibbal Akashim and Asim Lepas. Okay, so our Mishnah had Siriyatim, three cases, one after the other, about a situation where you started off on the wrong foot, but you were able to remedy the situation. The Mishnah has three cases. Back in Lamed Beis, Amid Aleph, third line, Kibbalah Kosher, Benosin L'Apostle. He had a kosher Kohen that went and took the blood, and now he handed it over to Apostle, a person who was a czar, for instance, and he's holding on for dear life to that Mizrak. He asked the Kosher, take the blood away from him and do the Zrik. Kibbalah Meminai, what happens if the Kabbalah Zadam was done, B'Yamin? Benosin L'Smoilai, and then the Kohen got kind of tired with the right hand that he put into the left hand. Yas L'Yamina, put it back in the right hand. Kibo b'kli koydish. What happens initially, you put in a mizrak which was kli koydish, and then for some crazy reason you decide to go and pour it out from there into a plastic bottle which was just a kli chol. You ask the kli koydish, you can remedy, you put it back into the kli koydish. So you have three cases where temporarily you had a psul situation, but you were able to remedy it. It wasn't irrevocable. What were the three cases? The kosher that gave it to the apostle temporarily, or the case of putting it in smoil temporarily, or in a case of a kli chol temporarily. Pray to Moritzich, we have to have all three cases. The Yashim in apostle, in the first case, have a minimum apostle, Tomei. I would say that perhaps the only time, if he gave it to an apostle, that you could still remedy by giving it back to the kosher is if that apostle was a kohen who was tameh. But if he's tameh, he's apostle. Yeah, but since I find that this is an inyan of tumahutra betzibur, hutra betzibur, come to chayis to the tameh, occasionally, in an exceptional case, is kosher. No! So, if he gave it to the apostle, you can take it back. Avos Moilai, we never find that you can do Avodah B'Smoil. Neturish, never, never, ever. Never, ever, I would think. Maybe that's no remedy. It's irrevocable. It's possible. The Yashmin and Smile, if one only say Smile, the Islech Sheir, there is Taka time. P.M. Kippurim. When Yom Kippur, says Rashi, when the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai Lefnim and he's carrying with him the coals in one hand and the Ketores in the other hand, oh, so he's using his smile only one time a year on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. But Lamais, I see that smile works. It's still part of an avoid. So I would say over here too, okay, smile with the avid. When did you ever hear someone using a plastic bottle to go and take around blood or ktoiris or levoina or mincha? Never. That's a klichol. You know why klichol, you can remedy it? Because every klichol you could be makdish. Well, I don't know about plastic, but if it was made out of metal, okay, until now it was a klichol. Go and be moishichit, make a mishicha, and decide we're going to use it for avoida, and now either the Meshichu Vim Machshirit or the Vaidasan Machshirasan. So you could transform a Klichol into a Klichol.
So why hasn't come a Klicholish when you Mechabel Dam into it?
Because he wasn't, that was not his Kavanah to go and make it into a Klicholish.
But the Kabbalah Sadam into their Kli, since there's no Shemin HaMishcha.
It could be that if he used it for the initial Kabbalah Sadam, that would be the Avoidasan Machshirasan. But here the Kabbalah was done in the Klicholish. So you're just temporarily storing in the klichol. That is not an avoida, that's machshirit. That's just storage. So I would think, mishum b'chazak kedushinim, aval hanach eim aloi, but maybe by the smoil and the apostle, self-nish, tzrich, let's have to have all three cases where I find up such tikkul hetter to go and tell you that all three cases that b'diavid, if you did it, it's kosher. V'etim aval hevel eidichoy, don't we have this concept of nidcha and something which is nidcha?
Don't repair it.
Yeah, how can you repair it? It's dochoy. Now we're talking about Yom Kippur again. Yom Kippur, as you know, there's a din that you have to take two se'irim, one asur l'Hashem and one asur l'Azazel. The asur l'Hashem, of course, you bring for a carbon. What happens if they went and shechted the asur l'Hashem and you have now dam bekois? And now someone calls out, Kohen Gadol, stop! You heard what happened? The Sur L'Azazel got wind of its fate and dropped dead on the spot and went into cardiac arrest and Halach Leilamais Nishdo Meka Sur L'Azazel. What do you do now? So Rashi says that there's a three-way machlokes. Whether or not you have to start over again from scratch. What means from scratch? You have to bring two brand new se'irim, pour this dam which is in the kois, pour it out into the yama. You can't use it because the Torah says you have to have two garolas with two se'irim. The Sur L'Azazel is no longer here. Start again from scratch.
You have to burn the two se'irim. The
well, the one that's dead, I don't know if you have to burn because that was never a carbon and it was never, he never did anything with it. It just never, he did vidui and then it collapsed. So perhaps you just throw it out. Maybe you do put it, maybe you do burn it. I don't know. If she off finished. Remember, you don't bring it for carbon. What do? You let it go over the cliff.
It was right for carbon.
Probably right for carbon. Absolutely. Anyway, the same thing applies in the Sur L'Hashem. There, of course, the carbon would be possible because you started the avoid, then you couldn't complete it. That you'd have to go and take Mechutz HaMachna. Anyway, the Seirim on Yom Kippur, anyway, you take Mechutz HaMachna, there's Seirim Nisrafim. But getting back to our Gemara now, the Gemara says, according to Chana Mitzri, what do you do? After the dam bekois, even this dam inside the kois, in other words, it's after the shechita, the dam is inside the kois, maybe chaver mezaviglek. What you can do is bring now a brand new soyer for the soyer amishtaleach, and you don't have to bring a new soyer l'Hashem. It's a three-way machloikis. Chana Mitzri is mekel. You don't have to bring a new soyer l'Hashem. Leave the dam in the kois, bring now a new soyer amishtaleach. Once you crown your new Sarah Mishtaleach, then you'll finish off the Avoida with a Dam Bekais.
How
would you define the word Zivuk?
Oh, I see, pair.
Pair. So now you pair a brand new
live
Sarah
with this Aregeshachtacha Sayer that was
Dam Bekais. Right,
okay.
Sure. It wouldn't be exactly a match made in heaven.
Right.
But nevertheless, it's a match. Mizavikloi, that will be the second one. So what do I see for Chana Mitzri? There is no din of dichoy. Everybody else holds. Pour the dam out. Start again. He holds no din of dichoy. So he holds in our Mishnah also no din of dichoy.
How can he not hold from the dichoy if it's the direction? I mean, it's accepted fact. How that can go against?
As we see, it's a machlokes. In fact, Chanan HaMitzri holds there is no din of dichui, at least in certain cases. And we're going to have now, Ravashi is going to distinguish between one case and the other. Ravashi Amar Kosha Biyodli Ava Dichui. Only time that he says something is dichui if there's no ability to go and remedy it, it's not in his hand to go and remedy. In this case, he can. What can he do? He can go and take the dam bekois. And that's the case of Chanan HaMitzri. But Ravashi says that even in our case, even non-Chanan HaMitzri, where the person temporarily took the blood and handed it over to the apostle, or temporarily it was in his smile, or temporarily in the klichol, you can remedy it. It's biyodoy. When he was madcha biyodayim by doing this foolish thing of giving it to the apostle, putting it into the klichol, putting it into the smile, at that very moment he could easily uproot it and be masakin it. Lo yavdich. Or Rav Shia comes to Rav Ashi b'stavi gizuntai. Rav Shia learns by Rav Ashi, because man shamas like the islay dichuyin, who holds the din of dichuy? Rav Yehuda. Did not. The other Rav Yehuda. Back to Yom Kippur again. Nishpach adam, when happens the dam poured out, yom is a mishalech. Take the mishalech and kill it. You got to start a brand new, two pair. New animals, a new pair. Make the mishalech on the mishalech, yishpach adam, pour the dam out, and bring two new animals. So we see, obviously, that he holds nivcha. Bishaminale, we all told that same Rabbi Yehuda says that Omer Kosha Biyodah lo yavadichoy. Where do we have Kosha Biyodah? Decided Rabbi Yehuda Oymer. Kois echorim emalim midam ataruvis vizor kois vikachas kinegerai yisoyd. Every single Pesach, hundreds of thousands of Karbonos Pesach were brought for Klal Yisrael. And so there was so many, many, many Karbonos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yichamoyra, that maybe in one case, as they were giving the Mizrak from Koyim to Koyim to Koyim and giving it to the Mizbeach, you know what happened? Nebuch, one of the Mizrakos may have spilled over. The blood fell on the ground. That Koyim was speechless. He didn't know what to say. And unfortunately, there was no Zrika Saddam. To be on the safe side, says Rabbi Yehuda, after everybody leaves, go and take a cup, a Mizrak, scoop up the blood which is on the floor, and you know what you should do? Go and do one final Zrika. Well, how can you go and do that? If they didn't do a Zrika at the time, it's Dochoy. Shema Minoka. Shema Yodli Abadichoy. Anything is Biyodli. He attacked a Biyodli. He puts a Mizrak in his hand. Is Shema Minah. Now, Freyti Mora, how does this work? Goof. Tanya Biyodo Oime. Koy Zechari Mal Vidam Truis. Shemi Shafakach Mehen. Nim Tashu Machshiroi. Omle Rabbi Yehuda Balay Niskabel Bekli. After all, if you're worried about that there wasn't a proper Kabbalah Saddam because of all the tumult and all the thousands of people in Kaharim and all the rest, maybe the blood fell directly on the floor without even having the benefit of a mizrak, and blood that falls on the floor, we already learned before,
is puzzle.
That's totally puzzle.
It's not dicho. It's puzzle.
Yeah, it's totally puzzle. So what are you doing, Rabbi Yehuda? By
blood that falls on the floor is dicho. We said that you could pick it up.
That's only if the blood fell out of a mizrak. In other words, you have the behemah.
All right.
Somebody check. It has to be in this
kosher kabbalah.
A kosher kabbalah. When happens if there was no kosher kabbalah, it went directly on the floor.
Possible
forever. It's not tomorrow. I'll leave the skabel clean. Maybe the blood that fell on the ground, it wasn't skabel clean. Zutimora. How do you know it wasn't the Skabel Bekli? Maybe every drop of blood was the Skabel Bekli. My kash is not that I know for sure it was not the Skabel, but maybe it wasn't the Skabel Bekli. And therefore, what are you helping by collecting this blood and doing a Zrika? I am telling you that the purpose of collecting all this blood from the ground and doing one final Zrika only by blood which is the Skabel Bekli. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that in fact the blood on the ground, there's tons of blood on the ground, it's flowing
from, that was from a kosher makabah.
How do you know that it was from a kosher kli kibble? Maybe taka, some blood fell to the ground. Kahanim's reasoning, Kahanim have tremendous alacrity. They are very, very careful, very meticulous, very scrupulous. V'avdin haya. Haya, says Rashi, means v'avdin mehera. They do things quickly. And so therefore there's no question that the Kabbalah Saddam, I know for a fact that everything was collected perfectly. But because of the fact that they're quickly pushing and saying, okay, take the Mizrak, take it to the Mizbeach, and there's so much going on, Mishtapch, it may have spilled out from the Kli. But it certainly didn't spill out from the Tzavar Behema on the floor, because Kahanim's reason, hey, I know for sure it was Niskabel correctly. After all, after they finished with the Kabbalah's Hadam, and their blood keeps on spurting out Dama Nefesh, and ultimately Dama Tamsis also spills on the ground. So now when you're collecting together Dam, fine, you're telling me that all the Dam that you're collecting includes Dam that was originally in a Mizrak. Fine. but it's certainly dam that's on the floor, dam atamtzis.
Right.
It's not only dam and nefesh that wasn't in the skabel. I don't care about the dam and nefesh. It was dam and nefesh. It was kosher for zrika purposes. So even though I didn't use it, big deal. But I have the zrika from the mizrak. But my question is, what about the dam atamtzis blood? If I'm going to scoop up blood now, some of dam atamtzis is also among that blood. Mu'urabai, shouldn't that also passel? It's also called dam, and yet we're going to continue tomorrow about the dam atamtzis.
Is this going to enter into the Indian of minimum mina or
we'll talk about that tomorrow.